This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Yeah, everybody. Steve and I were talking about this just a few minutes ago on how to tell everybody what's going on. If you're tuning in like right now and you don't think anything's wrong with the show, bear with us for a couple minutes and then the show's going to be back to normal.
Yes,
we hope.
Yeah.
How do we do this Pulp Fiction style where we start where things got weird, where they heard it, or do we start where things got weird for us behind the scenes, or do we flashback? Here's what you guys know happened. Last week, there was a day where out of the blue, I got a call from my wife who'd had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't able to go get our kids. And there was parent-teacher conferences. And it really came down really fast. And normally in a situation like that, we would play some best of Slacker and Steve. And we'd find our way through it. But it happened so last minute that I bailed. And I also bailed as part of, there's some backstory to why I bailed that makes me seem a little bit like a diva, but it's the truth. The worst thing I did that day, and I want to get this part out of the way first, is I let down two groups of people, you and little D, Steve, and everybody who listens. Because I was like, I just got to go. And I left.
You did.
And that's not cool.
But on the other hand, I mean, it's family, and it is what it is.
It is. Now, to give you, to go Pulp Fiction out of order kind of weirdness, one of the main reasons, I mean, it was family, and I was going to leave no matter what.
Yeah.
But one of the main reasons I was so just in a weird place is in the last week or so, how much do we love people? Because here's the thing. Our job is to like talk about fun stuff, and you don't need to think of like, you have a crappy job and you think our job is really good, but sometimes our job is just like a normal job. And lately, I'm ripping this Band-Aid off.
We always say our show is about honesty, so.
Lately, our ratings have been down.
Yeah.
And we can't legally, I don't think legally we can even get into how they work or any of that stuff.
No.
But they've been down, and so lately we've been having meetings, like, all the time about the show. That day, the day that I left the show because of the family stuff, we'd had yet another meeting where we thought we were walking into a room to say hi to one of our big, big bosses who was out of town. It was literally listed in the invite, in the calendar invite. It's like, stop by and say hi. So we stopped by and said hi. And we were blindsided with, guys, might need to change this about your show and get rid of OPP and is White Trash Newsflash any good anymore? And just
do we need to add a person or take a person away?
All this stuff.
Yeah.
So all that's weighing on my mind. I find out my wife isn't doing well. I snapped. I bounced. That's what happened. Okay? You're all caught up for one day. Following day, we get together with the boss and say all this. Sorry, my head was in a bad place, and like we're all like, and they had that moment. Our boss was like, "It was that the analogy that we've talked about is when you lose your when you got your kid and you're in Target and you lose your kid and you're freaking out and you can't find your kid. And then when you finally find your kid, you grab him and you hug him. And you're like, oh my God, thank God you're back.
But then
the next second you're like, don't ever do that again.
Yep.
So our boss felt that way when I ditched out of the show without telling anybody. And you and little D went on. And I wish you guys would have got like done a show. It would have been great.
No,
it went from, oh my God, I'm glad everything's okay with your family, which was great, to never do that again, to here's the 20 things that are wrong with your show.
Yeah.
And at that moment,
it was a lot at once.
All of us turned into the same thing. We were like, now you want us to go into that room and be happy-go-lucky people who make everybody forget about their crappy jobs and whatever. You want us to all go in that room and be like, yay! And we couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
So Steve and I went out and got sufficiently liquefied.
Faced.
And now today we've come back in and we've said our apologies again and we're here and we're going to turn off like all that stuff that's happening over here with our bosses and stuff. I don't want to talk about it anymore. The only thing I will say is, should I even say there may be changes coming to the show?
Yeah.
Because they think that that should happen.
Exactly.
And whether you agree or disagree, it's really out of all of our hands at this point. So, is that good? Have we said it? I mean, I don't know if we said enough or if we said too much. Nobody's come running in from management to stop us, but I think they're afraid to do that right now.
Uh-huh.
From my part, I just want to say, again, I'm sorry to you and Lil D, Steve, and I'm sorry to everybody else for bouncing. I was being immature that day. And I think we were all kind of being immature the next day, but then again, we weren't. The one thing that you guys never see is we're actual human beings too, and sometimes we're just like sick of it, and we were definitely sick of it.
And it was best that I think we were not here
because we would have come on and we would have said some things that were irreversible.
Yeah,
at that point. So, having said that, we are now. This is like the end of it. And we're going to move forward. We're going to talk about tech rage. We're going to give away a bunch of fun stuff. We're just going to have a great day from this moment forward.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.